The National Basketball Association is actually an international association with 79 players from 35 countries, including Belize, Croatia, France, and Haiti. As we hear from Nancy Greenlease, this foreign invasion is changing America's homegrown game, providing new spice and unexpected challenges. Denver Nugget Nicolas Skidishvili lands a perfect jump shot during a recent game between the Nuggets and the Dallas Mavericks. But his glory is short-lived and won't be repeated. The Mavericks' DJ Benga covers him like a cloak. Sweat glistens on both men as the young Congolese refuses to let down his guard on the quick-footed 2-meter-tall forward from the Republic of Georgia. Two men from two continents battle it out on a third. More than three decades after the first two foreigners were drafted, every team in the National Basketball Association except the Indiana Pacers has at least one international player, and with good reason. Skidishvili, a former dancer now gracing the Nuggets stage, says the rest of the world outfoxed the USA team at the Athens Olympics, and American NBA players are still amazed.
They've been saying, like, wow, man, you guys can shoot. You guys were on the fire. I mean, make all the shots. You know, that's what European players like, shoot all the time, 6 hours in a day.
Increasingly, these foreign-born players are making a mark. German Dirk Nowitzki is averaging 27 points a game for the Mavericks. Spaniard Pau Gasol is scoring double digits for the Memphis Grizzlies. But not all of the international expertise is welcome, according to Dallas Mavericks assistant coach Del Harris.
Actually, we're trying to eliminate their style, in fact.
Coach Harris says this is especially the case with Chinese players. Dallas drafted the first Chinese NBA player, Wan Zuzu, 3 years ago, paving the way for Yao Ming. In 2002, the 2.2-meter Yao Ming was drafted first overall by another Texas team, the Houston Rockets. At first, he was a gentle giant, not nearly physical enough to compete in the professional game. It's a culture clash Del Harris encountered when he coached the Chinese national team at the 2004 Athens Olympics.
They were thinking, well, we're not emotional, we're not physical, we're not aggressive. And I said, well, that's fine in your particular culture, but if you're going to compete in the international culture of basketball, that's a separate culture, and you have to separate that from who you are, you know, as a regular person. And it doesn't make you bad or anything like that. You just have to adjust.
The most difficult adjustment for many is the language. Players can't respond quickly to coaches' commands when they have to be translated and then passed on. For the Mavericks' DJ Benga, English is coming easily, but his coach says he's having a harder time with the openness of American society.
The girls. He can't believe it. He thinks he's in paradise.
What about those girls?
Well, apparently they're quite friendly to this young fellow, and he thinks it's a good thing.
Yet this, too, might have been lost in translation. When asked about female fans, the 19-year-old exhales and confesses that this is a big problem for him. He whispers that he had an NBA friend warn him about such temptations.
First, for the player, you have to respect yourself. Respect for your job, for your team, and for yourself. That is very, very important.
Benga realizes that he has a country and a continent watching him, just as he grew up watching fellow Congolese Dikembe Mutombo, a veteran player for the Houston Rockets. Benga says Congo could provide even more prospects for NBA scouts.
First, we are so many players, so many talent, so many athletes.
NBA officials once expected athletes from Congo and elsewhere in Africa to crowd the court, but Eastern Europe still provides the majority of non-American players in the league. DJ Benga says the Congolese talent pool will never be successfully tapped unless players get the resources to improve their game.
So we don't have the gym, we don't have the bar. Some guy maybe need some shoes for play. He need short. He need everything.
The NBA's Basketball Without Borders program has poured money into Africa and other parts of the world for courts and training. Still, most foreign players are pretty raw when they get to the NBA. In fact, only 8 of the 58 foreign players drafted in the last 3 years played college basketball. Until recently, Nicolas Skidishvili sat on the Nuggets bench most games, frustrated that he wasn't called in to play.
Because, you know, I'm loving the game, so I wanted to play. But also I understand that I was not really ready for it. For example, you know, I might have skills, but you mentally you're not really ready, you know, to focus, you know, to concentrate and focus on the game, whatever coach wants or something, you know.
The globalization of the NBA is likely to continue, with scouts scouring the planet with new emphasis on Japan and other countries in East Asia. In one way, basketball is returning to its roots. After all, James Naismith, who invented the game in a Massachusetts gym in 1891, was born in Canada. I'm Nancy Greenlease in Denver.